bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means it's time for Prescott Chamber Chat, and we are here today chatting it up with our friend Casey Johnson, who is the Prescott Chamber Coordinator, and we couldn't be more excited to hear about all the good things going on. Casey, before we went on the air, I was telling you every time I'm in Prescott, it's so busy. I mean, it's just so great to see.
We have been hearing that a lot lately, and I couldn't agree more. There are definitely different events coming up, and people are still out and about, and patios have still been open. The warm weather's helped. But yeah, it's not slowing down at all. I mean, I've talked to Angel's owner, Angie Miner, a couple times, just talking about how busy the weekends at the shop, at the new boutique are. I mean, she just can't keep stuff in stock. So it's been... You know, we're easing into this winter thing, so that's been great for everybody.
You know, I love that, and I think the fact that we've had such a wonderful fall, it just is reminding people about the beauty of this season, and it's just great to see people out and enjoying it again. That will help, you know, carry people through and businesses through some of the darker days. I know that'll come, you know, midwinter when people might not be out as much, but no, it's just been great to see. So as far as upcoming events, I know that things never stop. You have a lot of stuff that you're kicking off already for the holiday season.
Yeah, we've got a few events going on this weekend that some of the businesses downtown, a few of our members are hosting sort of a shop crawl that St. Croix Interior and Broad Street Bar and Grill and Aimjoy are participating in. So, you know, people can come out on Saturday and get their tickets punched and take advantage of those sales. And there's a craft fair at the Tax Event Center as well going on. So we're just going to roll right into the upcoming holidays, I think. We've started planning already for our Small Business Saturday Market, that's, you know, nationally the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so November 27th, and we're doing it this year a little bit earlier from 11 to 4 p.m. so that we can take advantage of the daylight. And we'll be out at No Names parking lot again, so they've been kind enough to let us use that space. And we're soliciting for vendors right now, and we have a few lined up, so we can get our cookies and our handmade woodcrafting gifts and everything again this year. And then we'll do some partnering with the library. So we're going to have a children's activities like corner so that we can do some crafting with the kids while parents shop. But so that's underway right now. You can get more information on our website about the Small Business Saturday 2021, about those events. And we're really encouraging the downtown businesses as well as those up through the tax area up that way to decorate, and we're going to try to make it as festive as we can this year and really get people to come out and just support local after Thanksgiving.
You know, Casey, when I think about the way that the economy has been, it's been difficult for people to get items. I know the supply chain is kind of wonky right now, so this would be a perfect opportunity for people to just buy something, take it with them that day, and you don't have to worry about, is it going to come in time for Christmas?
Yeah, I think most of the businesses are trying to take advantage of that, and you know, hopefully even the vendors that come out this weekend, you can't get your stuff, you know, you can't get your crafts out there enough, so that, you know, they'll be back for the event, the Small Business Saturday event. We want to have variety, and you're right, I think the more that people can purchase locally and pick things up so they don't have to worry about the shipping, you know, it really does. It helps everybody, and, a great holiday for everybody. So
I know, what else are you working on? I know that certainly Christmas will be here, the holidays will be here before we know it.
Yeah, we also have, you know, and it's not necessarily the chamber effort, but that we do the hometown holidays. So one of our board members, you know, sort of leads that effort. So through the December 3rd, I think it is, that we are accepting, you know, money and gift cards that, you know, you can either buy for a specific child's age and size and all that, or, you know, just donating gift cards and cash to buy gifts for the kids in Prescott here that the school and the food shelf identify, you know, those families that might need a little extra help. So, you know, we've got hometown holidays going on. I think we're getting ready on, you know, for the chamber piece. We're going to get all our decorating done and downtown decor worked out. And then our annual dinner, we're actually going to have in person this year, and that's January 19th. And it's open to the community, and so we will have our Educator of the Award, or Educator of the Year Award, as well as the, you know, Community Member Award. So we're hoping to sort of open that up, but, you know, we're going to maybe make it, it's still going to be fun, but we're definitely going to take a little turn and try to make it a little bit more of a winter wonderland evening escape so that people can come out and just get a nice night out, a little fancier maybe than we've done in the past, but still a lot of fun with some games and the prizes and auctions and raffles and things like that. So we're in the midst of planning that for January 19th. So we're very excited. And again, hoping that our new membership letters are going out. We're going to mix some things up for next year after we've sort of decided what some events that do and don't work and trying to figure out what the best, you know, the best way to leverage, like, what our members are looking for in this new environment and how to connect people better now that we can get out and connect with each other and, you know, what exactly it is that our members are looking for from a chamber.
And what are some of the things that you're hearing your members are looking for?
You know, there's a lot of information that they still need, whether it's about the grants and the financials, you know, just connecting them with those kind of opportunities. You know, there have been a handful of people in town that were asking for those letters of support that weren't chamber members, and we were sort of explaining that that is something that we offer, that we get this information and can share. So we picked up a few members at the end of last year just so that they understood that those are services that the chamber provides and that we do hear from sort of the state and local, whether it's a tourism grant or the small business grant. We work with the city, you know, to make sure that information is passed along, and I think a handful of our businesses that have taken advantage of that. So I think, yes, the access to information, making sure people are up to date on what's going on, and then, yeah, just, I mean, plugging them into what's going on at the, with the city and the area around here. So there's a lot of movement in the tourism space and trying to bring people, you know, to the western part of the county. So sometimes Prescott, you know, we get lumped in some of the Minnesota stuff, but not necessarily all the, you know, the outreach from the eastern part of the county. So we're trying to take advantage of working with the Pierce County Economic Development Council on some new back roads tourism guides. There's a new website that the Tourism Coalition is working on through the EDC. So just trying to get the businesses promoted that way and staying, you know, once we can get the springtime here, we can get everyone and out and about and start taking road trips and day trips. And again, we've got more places to stay in Prescott than we've ever had, so that's exciting, and hoping to make, you know, our little town a destination.
You know, I do think it's a destination, certainly in the summertime. What sort of opportunities do people have for winter tourism?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, you know, Freedom Park has changed their hours for their gift shops to just the weekends right now, but obviously the overlooks are still great. There's still trails in the area for, you know, snowshoeing, things like that. The snowbees will start to get the snowmobile trails cleared out and worked on in the area. Obviously, we see a ton of people come over to go ice fishing, which all of that then funnels into downtown for the bars and restaurants. And I think, you know, like you mentioned, everyone does pretty well during the summer and spring and early fall here. And, you know, then they do what they need to do and are kind of smart. So, you know, Lucille typically takes like a week or so off and just to refresh and recoup. And then she'll be back online here November 18th and has some, I think, some holiday beverages lined up, you know, to get festive here. So, you know, I think everyone, again, sort of knows how to attract that winter crowd. And, you know, how to survive through these little darker months as it gets to be pitch black at 5 o'clock right now.
So this is kind of off the beaten path, but what do you know about the Highway to River Falls when that is going to be open?
I don't know a lot right now. I've seen a few people post things that painting has been completed or lines look like they're done, but I think the City of Prescott does a good job of relaying what the state is doing and the timeline, so I would just recommend people check out Facebook or contact the city office on that, because I think the timelines sort of move a little bit. But
having that back open too will really help you, I think.
Yeah, I think, again, just so people don't get confused or take extra time to, have to, late to appointments or to town because they didn't realize it was or wasn't open or sections aren't open. But, I think it's been definitely worth the wait, and it'll do wonders for us to have that paved and a little bit better. So, but yeah, I a little inconvenient at times, but, it's worth it.
Casey, I know as you look to plan for the new year, you never know what it's going to bring. And I would assume that was when you were closing out the end or before the beginning of the pandemic. I mean, we certainly didn't know the crazy year that 2020 was going to bring. But what are your focuses going to be for 2022 as it stands right now?
We plan on instituting our morning coffees for some of our members that can't always make our luncheons. So I think partly, in order to provide the chamber services to more of our members, we started out last year trying to change up some of our programming so that we could incorporate more members. And so I think one of the first things we're, planning on doing would be to get back to offering a variety of our members, meetings to our membership at different times. So, I really, having a year and a half under my belt here as well, broadening our relationship reach, trying to do more with the other chambers in the area. And so, we've already talked with the Hastings Chamber about doing our May bike events again, and then just through River Falls and with Ellsworth and a couple others, again, this tourism for Pierce County effort. So ideally, it's a little bit more of a focus on broadening our reach, so that helps for our members, whether it's networking or promoting their business to these other communities. It's great that, people are so supportive in Prescott, of Prescott, but what we really want is to, bring in those other dollars, to help beautify and, help the businesses in Prescott flourish that way, so we're not just spending our own money within our own businesses. So I think that's a lot of the focus, is really broadening that reach for next year and offering those programs that that really can promote and connect and support. So a lot more networking now that we can get back to the in-person stuff. And so that's the hope anyways. We'll see what happens after the winter, I guess.
Casey, I would say though Prescott has really had a lot of wins as far as new businesses opening and surviving, and I think that is really great to see.
Yeah, we even just did, and so Foley, who manufactures all the high-end golf mowing equipment and the blades and the the cleaning and sharpening equipment for all the golf courses basically around the world. So they've been in Prescott for over a year, and we just did a ribbon cutting, and they just joined the chamber, one, because of COVID, and two, it's okay, we survived, we're here, we're going to be here, we want to get involved. So, it is stuff like that we're hoping that more people can, take advantage of what the chamber can offer, and that we find more members like that, that again, have been here, but that are interested in getting involved again. It was just great to Foley was able to give us a tour of their facility, and they had hosted a sort of grand opening, welcome to the community. So it was just, a great contact and connection, but definitely shows sort of what impact the last year or so has done to the businesses in the area. And yeah, I mean, like having AimJoy and, having the hotel open, Port of Prescott open, beginning of last year in March of 2020, it's just for 2021. It seems like it's, they've been around forever, but these are some businesses that opened up in probably the most difficult time and are flourishing, though. So we're just excited to see that and see where it can go for next year.
And as far as your downtown area, are there any empty storefronts right now?
Not right now. Yeah, everything is taken. And I guess there are, you know, there are plans where NOAA Insurance is moving to where the old body works in that building. And so they will be able to build that space out up there. And then Two Rivers will take over the NOAA Insurance portion and turn that into sort of an office space for them. So there's some movement around, but nothing that is vacant at this time, which is great. And then I think our biggest piece will be getting ready for next February, hopefully, the plan to revitalize the riverfront. So the city will put out more information to bid that out at the beginning of the year. And it'll, you know, widening the bike paths and putting in more seating down in the at the riverfront, and then creating this observation deck, and then, you know, the plans will hopefully move forward and then be done by Prescott Days next year. So, you know, like you said, I mean, people are, you know, visiting and coming over, and there's plenty to do and shop and see and drink. And then hopefully for next year, there'll be, you know, even more of an attraction for people to come and hang out and enjoy the Riverwalk area there. Want to get back to some warmer weather, but again, not complaining about this easing into winter, which has been great. So.
No, it has been great. And I think about the year and a half that you have been the chamber coordinator. What a year and a half you've had.
Yeah, I don't think we, when I first started in, I guess, July of 19, so almost really 2 years, I guess, now. But and we did a kickoff board retreat. And like I said, we had all these grand plans to, you know, to change up some programming and get started with, you know, how to do more for the membership, and had to put it on pause. So I think this last year and building those relationships in 2020 and, you know, trying to figure out what this last modified year looks like, that I think people are really ready to go and raring to go and get back out there and, you know, implement a lot of these ideas and efforts for 2022.
Well, all sorts of fun things coming up this fall into early winter still during Prescott's kickoff to the holiday season. And starting this weekend, as you mentioned, you have two different craft fairs going on, one downtown and one at the Patex Event Center, and also Small Business Saturday coming up, which is so fun. So, Casey, thank you so much for filling us in. We really appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you getting the word out.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today, Casey Johnson. She's the Prescott Chamber Coordinator, and this show is called Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.